Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. This is Paige Estrotori with the latest roundup from the Australian financial services industry. Let's cover the headlines making waves this week. We start with an important update from the federal court, which recently sanctioned DoD Bookkeeping, earlier known as Equity Financial Services, slapping the firm with an $11 million penalty. The reason? A significant breach of remuneration rules. DoD was found guilty of incentivizing advisors leading to the promotion of in-house property investments via self-managed super funds. It appears the offering of lucrative bonuses were instrumental in compromising the quality of advice provided. Post a compensation scheme payout, their financial services license was revoked last year. This stern action is a prime example of the ASIC's resolve towards enforcing standards and introducing comprehensive reviews to bolster accountability within the sector. No doubt, a stern warning to those willing to exploit contract loopholes for unfair financial gains. On another front, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is toughening its stance against broker commissions. While submissions to the proposed code of practice continue, the ACCC sees an urgent need to extend the ban on conflicted remuneration. Despite the presence of disclosure standards, the Commission believes these payouts often adversely impact the procedures of calculating premium amounts and therefore need serious review. ACCC Chair Gina Cass-Gottlieb, New South Wales Fair Trading, and Commissioner Natasha Mann advocate for transparent broker practices, a sentiment echoed by the industry at large. As consultant John Trowbridge backs commission continuation with full disclosures, WA's Small Business Development Corporation calls for a broader disclosure requirement. As the review lead by Phil Corey progresses, all eyes are on anticipated industry developments. In more heartening news, Australian teenagers are showing promising financial acumen. A recent National Australia Bank survey revealed that over 70% of teens are now confident about managing money. The report throws up interesting stats, 65% focusing on tracking expenses, while more than 60% feel they are ready to create budgets and set financial goals. NABE urges families to use reliable sources like budgeting apps and to involve teens in fiscal discussions at home to improve their financial understanding. Lastly, Link Wealth is bridging the financial literacy gap with a new initiative called Beyond Schools. This program is designed for high school students and offers interactive workshops on budgeting, superannuation, debt management, investments, and savings. With plans to expand nationwide, this initiative signifies Link Wealth's commitment to financial education and a determined effort to inspire new generations to consider a career in finance. That concludes our Financial Services News Wrap for Sunday, 4th of May, 2025. For more information on daily financial news and services, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, signing off.